We all know of Martin Luther King Jr., the leader. We know Martin Luther King Jr., the activist. We've seen his pictures with his daddy, King, with his wife, Coretta King, and with his children. But what about Martin Luther King as a brother? What was he like as a boy? Joining us now is Christine King Farris, professor of education at Spelman College and big sister of the civil rights leader, the author most recently of My Brother Martin, A Sister Remembers Growing Up with the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and she's with us now by phone from Atlanta, Georgia, and thanks very much for taking time out on this day to speak with us.
Oh, yes.
And congratulations on your new book.
Thank you.
You've been a quiet member of the King family. Why did you decide to write this book?
Well, as an educator and working with teachers, those who want to plan to teach, and I felt that young people needed to see another side of Martin because so they could identify with him. Right now it seems that they view him as something way out, an icon and such, and I wanted them to know that he was a boy, just like they like boys are.
You write that when you were kids, the three of you were all stuck together like the pages in a brand new book and almost always up to something, and about a prank involving a fur piece. Now, tell us what that was about.
Well, we wanted to have some fun, so my grandmother had this fur piece that she wrapped around her, and one day we decided that we were going to slip the fur piece out of the house, wrap it around a broomstick, and, you know, let it come out through the hedges.
And see if you could scare any passersby.
Right, and we did to scare.
There's a wonderful illustration in the book about this.
Uh-huh.
And shows two people, three kids poking this old ratty fur out through the hedges, and two people recoiling in horror as they see it. But you're right, we don't think of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as somebody who would scare passersby.
Right. Yeah, he's just playful.
When you were kids, was there a moment when you children became conscious of race?
Oh, yes, you had to be. You couldn't help but be, because there were places that we could not go because of the color of our skin. Theaters, downtown, and different other places. So my parents really shielded us from those, so we didn't really think about it too much.
I don't want to give away too much of the book, but a lot of it is about how this issue came to consciousness and about what your mother told you about it and about what your father taught you about it in church. Is it important for you to try to get this message across to young people?
Oh, definitely. You know, I think that mother tried to explain, tried to explain the situation. And as best we could as youngsters, I think we understood what she was saying, that some people felt that we were not as good as they were, because mainly because of the color of our skin. And, of course, my father also was a civil rights leader. So we heard a lot from him about that, and I think it kind of resonated so that Martin carried that with him throughout his life.
Christine King Farris is the author of a new children's book, My Brother Martin, A Sister Remembers Growing Up with the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Thanks very much for speaking with us today.
All right.
Christine King Farris is also a professor of education at Spelman College, and she spoke to us by phone from Atlanta, Georgia. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.